feedback, reflection, and continuous improvement in handling difficult customers and complaints. Howdy, folks. Mike Hernandez here. Welcome to this edition of Drive from C-Store Center, the podcast dedicated to helping independent convenience store owners navigate the challenges and triumphs of retail management. In today's episode, we delve into the vital processes of feedback, reflection, and continuous improvement, specifically in handling difficult customers and managing complaints in your stores. Handling complaints can often feel daunting. However, it's crucial to recognize that each complaint presents a unique opportunity, not just to resolve a problem, but to improve your business practices. By embracing a cyclical approach of gathering feedback, engaging in reflective practices, and continuously striving for improvement, you can transform customer complaints into valuable learning experiences that enhance service quality and customer satisfaction. Today, we'll explore how to effectively implement these processes in your store, ensuring that you and your team are not just reacting to issues, but are proactively learning from them and adapting your strategies to meet and exceed customer expectations. Let's begin this journey of turning everyday challenges into opportunities for growth and betterment. Understanding the feedback loop. As we explore refining customer service practices, let's begin by defining a fundamental concept, the feedback loop. In the customer service domain, a feedback loop is the process through which businesses gather customer input about their experiences, analyze this information to uncover actionable insights, and then implement changes based on those insights. This loop is essential for continuously improving how your store handles complaints and interacts with customers. Feedback loops are especially crucial when dealing with complaints and difficult interactions. They allow you to step back and evaluate what went wrong, why it happened, and how similar issues can be prevented or handled better in the future. For instance, if a customer complains about a recurring problem with a specific product, the feedback loop would involve acknowledging the complaint, understanding the product issue, resolving it, and then communicating to the customer what steps have been taken to ensure it doesn't happen again. Setting up effective feedback loops might seem challenging in a fast-paced convenience store environment, but it's incredibly rewarding. These loops ensure that your business doesn't just react passively to complaints, but actively uses them as a springboard for improvement. By regularly collecting and acting on feedback, you create a dynamic where your store continually evolves to meet the needs of its customers more effectively, turning potentially negative experiences into opportunities for customer loyalty and retention. Now, let's explore how customer and staff feedback can provide invaluable insights that drive continuous improvement of your customer service operations. Exploring channels for collecting feedback. After understanding the feedback loop's significance in enhancing customer service, let's focus on the practical aspect, the various channels through which feedback can be collected in a convenience store setting. Each channel has unique strengths and can be leveraged to gather comprehensive insights from different customer segments. In-person feedback, one of the most immediate and impactful ways to collect feedback is directly from customers while they are in your store. Training your staff to engage with customers and ask for their input on their shopping experience can provide real-time, actionable feedback. This method is beneficial for gauging immediate reactions to new products, store layout changes, or customer service improvements. Surveys, deploying short, targeted surveys through receipts or digital platforms can allow you to gather structured feedback from a broader audience. Surveys can be particularly effective if you're looking to collect quantitative data on specific aspects of your store operations, such as cleanliness, product variety, or staff courtesy. Offering a small incentive for completing the survey can significantly increase participation rates. Suggestion boxes. Placing a suggestion box in a visible area of your store provides customers with a simple, anonymous way to leave feedback at their convenience. This method can be particularly valuable for gathering honest insights, as anonymity helps customers feel more comfortable sharing their genuine opinions. Social media and online reviews. In today's digital age, many customers voice their opinions online. Actively monitoring your store's social media pages and online review sites can provide valuable feedback. These platforms allow you to gather feedback and engage directly with customers, demonstrating your commitment to addressing their concerns and improving your service. Email feedback. If you have an email list of your customers, sending out feedback requests via email can be an effective way to reach those who might not provide spontaneous feedback in store or on social media. Emails can also be personalized and provide detailed insights into customer journeys and experiences. By utilizing a mix of these feedback channels, you can build a comprehensive understanding of your customers' experiences, preferences, and expectations. Each channel offers unique insights, and together, they can provide a well-rounded picture that guides the continuous improvement of your store's operations and service levels. Segment 1, the role of feedback in enhancing customer service. Having identified the various channels through which feedback can be collected, let's delve into the critical role this feedback plays in refining customer service strategies within your convenience store. Feedback from customers or your own staff serves as a direct line into the effectiveness of your current operations, especially in handling complaints and difficult customer interactions. Customer feedback is invaluable because it provides a first-hand account of how they perceive their interactions with your store. This direct input can highlight areas where your complaint resolution strategies are succeeding and, more crucially, where they may fall short. For example, if multiple customers point out delays in handling returns or dissatisfaction with how a complaint was resolved, this signals a need for procedural adjustments. This type of feedback helps in fine-tuning your approach to meet customer expectations and identifying specific training needs for your staff to enhance their interaction skills. Staff feedback, equally important, is the feedback from your staff, who are on the front lines of customer service. They can provide insights into what they see as the strengths and weaknesses of the current complaint management strategies. Staff feedback can reveal practical challenges, such as inadequate tools or support in managing customer complaints effectively. Moreover, staff can often offer innovative solutions and ideas based on their day-to-day experiences that might not be immediately obvious from a management perspective. Integrating feedback into strategy to truly enhance customer service, it's crucial to have a systematic approach to integrating this feedback into your operational strategies. This means collecting and reviewing feedback and acting on it in a structured manner. Regularly scheduled review sessions where customer and staff feedback is discussed can help ensure that insights lead to action. This could involve revising complaint resolution protocols, introducing new customer service training modules, or even adjusting the store layout to better accommodate customer flow and reduce points of friction. By actively engaging with and valuing customer and staff feedback, you can create a dynamic environment where continuous improvement is part of the culture. This ongoing process improves the efficiency and effectiveness of your customer service efforts and contributes to a more positive atmosphere in the store, enhancing both customer and employee satisfaction. Real-world impact of feedback on store policies. Building on our understanding of how feedback enhances customer service, let's look at specific examples where feedback has directly influenced tangible changes in store policies or approaches. These examples illustrate the practical benefits of actively listening to customers and staff and adapting based on their insights. Example 1, return policy revision. A local convenience store received repeated customer feedback indicating dissatisfaction with their rigid return policy, which was seen as unfriendly and overly strict. Customers frequently mentioned in in-store feedback forms and online reviews that the 7-day return window was too short. The store owner reviewed these comments during a monthly feedback session and extended the return window to 15 days. This change was well received, increased customer satisfaction scores, and reduced negative feedback regarding the policy. Example 2, staff training enhancement. In another instance, employee feedback at a convenience store highlighted a lack of confidence in handling escalated customer complaints effectively. Employees felt they were not adequately trained to deal with these situations, which often made them feel stressed and undermined their ability to perform their roles effectively. The store management, recognizing the importance of empowering their employees, implemented a series of conflict resolution training workshops. These sessions focused on practical skills for de-escalating conflicts, understanding customer psychology, and providing solutions that satisfy both the store and the customer. The result was a noticeable improvement in how employees handled challenging interactions, leading to fewer escalated complaints and higher employee morale. Example 3, product layout optimization. Customer feedback at another store frequently pointed to frustrations with navigating the aisles, particularly finding it challenging to locate popular items in less accessible areas. The store used this feedback to completely redesign the shop floor layout, prioritizing customer flow and the accessibility of high-demand products. Post-implementation feedback gathered through surveys showed that customers found the store easier to navigate, spent more time shopping, and increased their overall purchases. These examples underscore the value of listening to and acting on customer and staff feedback. By making informed changes to policies, training, or store layout based on this feedback, store owners can directly address their customers' and staff's needs and concerns, leading to improved satisfaction and operational efficiency. This proactive approach solves immediate issues and fosters a culture of responsiveness and adaptability that can drive long-term success for convenience store owners. Segment 2, Reflective Practices for Store Owners and Staff. As we've seen how feedback can directly influence improvements in store operations and policies, it's crucial to complement these insights with effective reflective practices. Reflection is a powerful tool that allows store owners and their teams to think critically about their actions and the broader impact of their customer service strategies. It's about looking beyond the immediate resolution of a complaint to understanding how these interactions shape the customer's overall experience and perception of the store. Importance of reflection in customer service. Reflection following customer complaints is essential for several reasons. First, it helps identify the root causes of issues rather than just addressing their symptoms. This deeper understanding can lead to more sustainable and effective solutions. Second, reflective practices encourage continuous learning and improvement, which are vital in the dynamic retail environment where customer expectations constantly evolve. Techniques for constructive reflection. Individual reflection encourages staff members to reflect on their own after a complaint resolution. They could consider questions like what went well, what could have been done better, how did I feel during the interaction. This can be facilitated through a reflection diary or a digital log. Team reflection sessions, regularly scheduled team meetings where staff can discuss recent complaints and the resolutions provided. These sessions should be structured to foster an open and non-judgmental atmosphere where employees feel safe sharing their experiences and learning from each other. Guided reflection with scenarios, utilize specific customer complaints as case studies during team meetings. Discussing these scenarios can help staff understand different approaches and learn adaptive strategies for handling similar situations in the future. Role-playing. Incorporating role-playing into reflection sessions can be highly effective. It allows staff to reenact a complaint scenario, with one person acting as the customer and another as the employee. This technique provides a hands-on way to assess and improve handling techniques in a controlled, reflective setting. Feedback integration, combine feedback received from customers into reflection sessions. This can link directly between customer perceptions and staff reflections, making the reflective process more relevant and impactful. By integrating these reflective practices into the routine operations of your convenience store, you can create a culture of continuous improvement. This not only enhances the ability of your team to handle complaints more effectively, but also contributes to a proactive approach in all customer interactions. Reflection turns experiences into learning opportunities, fostering a team that is skilled in managing difficult situations and adept at evolving their practices in line with customer needs and expectations. Growth and improvement through reflection. Building on the importance of reflective practices, let's delve deeper into how this introspective process can foster personal growth among staff and significantly improve handling customer complaints in difficult situations in the future. Personal growth among staff. Reflection encourages staff to critically analyze their actions and reactions. This introspection is not just about identifying what could be improved, but also about recognizing and consolidating what was done well. Such an approach can boost self-confidence and enhance job satisfaction as employees see tangible evidence of their development. By reflecting on their experiences, staff can develop greater emotional intelligence, learning to manage their emotions effectively during high-stress interactions. This personal growth is crucial in retail, where emotional resilience can significantly impact service quality, improvements in future interactions. Moreover, reflective practices equip staff with the skills to handle similar situations more easily. Employees can create a mental toolbox of successful strategies and responses through regular reflection sessions. For instance, if a reflection session reveals that a certain approach or phrase calmed a heated interaction, staff can adopt this strategy as a best practice for similar future incidents. This continuous improvement loop enhances the individual's ability to manage difficult situations and contributes to a collective improvement in the store's overall customer service. Encouraging proactive learning. Reflection also promotes a culture of proactive learning rather than reactive problem solving. By consistently reflecting on customer interactions, staff can begin to anticipate potential issues before they escalate into more significant conflicts. This proactive approach means that your team is not just waiting to react to the next complaint, but actively refining their strategies and behaviors to continually improve the overall customer experience, strengthening team cohesion. When reflection is done in team settings, it also strengthens the bonds between team members. Sharing experiences and solutions can foster a sense of solidarity and mutual support, which is invaluable in a customer-facing environment. Knowing they are part of a supportive team can make individual members feel more secure and valued, enhancing teamwork and collaborative problem-solving. By embracing reflection, convenience store owners and their staff can transform everyday customer interactions into opportunities for growth and learning. This prepares the team to handle current challenges more effectively and equips them with the adaptability and resilience needed to thrive in the dynamic retail environment. Segment 3, Strategies for Continuous Improvement. After exploring how reflection contributes to personal growth and enhancing customer interaction skills, let's focus on implementing continuous improvement strategies. Continuous improvement is an ongoing process that seeks to improve products, services, and processes through regular updates and innovations. For convenience store owners, establishing a continuous improvement cycle is vital to adapt to changing customer needs and maintain competitiveness. Implementing a continuous improvement cycle. Regular training updates. One of the cornerstones of continuous improvement is regularly updating training programs. The feedback and reflections should inform what aspects of training need to be enhanced, which new skills must be introduced, and what previous training can be updated. For instance, if customer feedback frequently points to issues with product knowledge, incorporating more comprehensive product training sessions can directly address this need. Policy revisions. Store policies should not be static. They must evolve as new challenges and insights emerge from customer and staff feedback. Regularly review your policies to ensure they are still effective and relevant. This might involve adjusting your return policy based on customer feedback or revising staff communication guidelines to enhance clarity and effectiveness based on reflection sessions. Adopting new technologies. Technology can significantly aid in the continuous improvement process. For example, implementing a new CRM system can help better track customer behaviors and preferences and inform more personalized service strategies. Similarly, adopting digital feedback tools can streamline the process of collecting and analyzing customer feedback, making it easier to identify areas for improvement. Setting specific goals, continuous improvement is more effective when it is goal-oriented. Based on the areas you identify as needing improvement, set specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound goals. For example, if one goal is to reduce customer wait times, you might implement new queue management technologies or retrain staff on efficient checkout procedures. Encouraging a culture of quality, foster an organizational culture that embraces quality and improvement. Encourage your staff to come forward with suggestions and ideas on improving operations and customer service. Recognizing and rewarding staff for these contributions can reinforce a positive, proactive approach to continuous improvement. Benchmarking and monitoring progress. Use benchmarks to measure the effectiveness of your improvements. This might involve comparing customer satisfaction scores before and after changes are implemented or monitoring sales data to assess the impact of new product placements. Regular monitoring helps you understand the impact of changes and provides data to guide future improvements. Integrating these strategies into your business operations creates a dynamic environment where continuous improvement is part of the everyday process. This enhances your ability to meet current customer expectations and prepares your store to adapt to future challenges and opportunities in the retail landscape. Setting measurable goals and benchmarks. Having established strategies for initiating continuous improvement, it's crucial to understand how to measure the effectiveness of the changes you implement. Setting measurable goals and benchmarks is essential for tracking progress, evaluating the impact of new policies or technologies, and ensuring that your improvement efforts enhance customer satisfaction and operational efficiency. Importance of measurable goals. Measurable goals clearly target what you aim to achieve with each change. They help translate abstract concepts like improved customer service into tangible objectives like achieve a 95% customer satisfaction rate or reduce customer complaint resolution time by 50% within 6 months. These specific targets make it easier to focus your efforts and resources effectively. Establishing benchmarks. Benchmarks serve as a starting point against which you can measure your progress. They give you a baseline from which to gauge the success of your improvements. For instance, if you're looking to enhance the speed of service, your benchmark might be the current average transaction time at the checkout. By comparing this initial data with the performance after implementing new procedures or training, you can see the impact of your changes. Techniques for setting effective goals and benchmarks. Data-driven approach: utilize data from your sales systems, customer feedback, and other relevant sources to set realistic and relevant goals. This data-driven approach ensures your objectives are grounded in in-store performance and customer experiences. SMART criteria ensure your goals are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. This framework helps create objectives that are clear, actionable, and aligned with your overall business strategy. Regular reviews: set regular intervals to review your goals and benchmarks. This helps in tracking progress and allows you to make timely adjustments if certain strategies are not working as expected. Engage your team. Involving your staff in setting these goals can provide additional insights and foster a sense of ownership among team members. This collaborative approach can lead to more effective and innovative solutions. Customer feedback integration. Continuously incorporate customer feedback into your benchmarking process. If customer satisfaction improves following a change, this feedback can validate your efforts and guide further improvements. By setting and meticulously monitoring measurable goals and benchmarks, you ensure that your continuous improvement efforts are on track and instill a culture of accountability and precision in your store's operations. This structured approach to measurement and evaluation is critical to realizing the full benefits of your initiatives and sustaining success in the competitive retail environment. Conclusion: embracing a cycle of growth. As we wrap up today's insightful discussion on feedback, reflection, and continuous improvement, let's revisit the crucial concepts we've explored. All of them contribute significantly to crafting exceptional customer service experiences in convenience stores. We began by understanding the importance of the feedback loop, a vital tool in gauging the effectiveness of your customer service strategies and pinpointing areas for enhancement. Feedback from customers or staff provides the raw material for reflection, a process where you and your team can thoughtfully consider what works, what doesn't, and why. We then discuss strategies for implementing continuous improvement based on the insights gained from reflection and feedback. By setting specific, measurable goals and using benchmarks to track progress, you can ensure that these improvements are effective and aligned with your store's objectives and customer expectations. The cyclical nature of feedback, reflection, and continuous improvement ensures that your approach to handling customer complaints and difficult interactions remains dynamic and responsive. This cycle addresses immediate issues and fosters an environment where ongoing learning and adaptation become integral to your store's operations. As we close, I encourage you to embrace this cycle wholeheartedly. Engage actively with the feedback you receive, reflect deeply on your practices, and commit to making continuous improvements. This commitment will resolve immediate challenges and elevate your overall customer service, enhance customer satisfaction, and ultimately drive your store's success. Thank you for joining us today. Remember, every piece of feedback is a stepping stone to better service, and every moment of reflection is an opportunity for growth. Keep striving for excellence and nurture a culture that values learning and improvement. We look forward to bringing you more strategies and insights in our next episode. Until then, keep refining, improving, and excelling. Oh, and before I go, here are some questions for you to consider. 1. How can convenience store owners effectively balance the need for standardized customer service procedures with the necessity for personalization in handling complaints? 2. What strategies can be implemented to ensure that customer and employee feedback is gathered and actively used in decision-making processes? 3. In what ways can convenience store owners measure the long-term impact of continuous improvement practices on customer loyalty and store performance? 4. How can technology be better leveraged to enhance the feedback loop, particularly in capturing real-time insights during customer interactions? 5. What are the potential challenges of integrating a continuous improvement culture in small convenience stores, and how can these challenges be mitigated? Thank you for tuning into another insightful episode of Arrive from C-Store Center. I hope you enjoyed the valuable information. If you find it useful, please share the podcast with anyone who might benefit. Please visit cstorethrive.com and sign up for more employee-related content for the convenience store. Again, I'm Mike Hernandez. Goodbye and see you in the next episode. Arrive from C Store Center is a Sink or Swim production.